堂听 class.com。
The goal of science has always been to affect or adapt the external world to human beings. Technology is used to change the physical environment by creating tools and furniture. Machines may modify what we see, hear, and even the temperature we feel. Medical technology has been used to cause the human body to react differently through the use of drugs.It has also made it possible to change the body, or even replace organs. But the very nature of who a human is, and how a human functions, has, until now, remained sacrosanct. This is true no more. Now science, using genetics, is on the verge of changing the very nature of who and what humans are. The ability to select genes,means the ability to deselect genes. It will be possible to decide that the child of two brown-eyed parents will have blue eyes by selecting only a recessive gene for blue eye color. Genes that cause specific diseases may be deselected. Genes that make people susceptible to malaria or allergic to dairy products may be deselected. Of course, deselecting some genesmeans that the alternative genes must be chosen. These may be genes whose function is not known. Do we know why some genes are recessive? What does it mean that nature currently favors brown eyes over blue eyes? Is there some reason other than random choice? And of course, genes will be selected. Genes that seem to favor fashion in height, weight,and even intelligence will be selected. Fashion will drive science to decide what future generations will look like. As to intelligence, some scientists believe we don't even know what it is. This will not prevent many of us from selecting for what we think it is. We should approach such choices humbly, but are more likely to approach them with arrogant certainty. We enter a brave new world indeed.